Our story is about the great Alexander of Macedon, Alexander Mukdon. And we know he conquered many different countries. He reached Africa. His empire extended to much of civilization at that time. And one time, we're told, he reached a land called Eretz Katsia. I don't know what that is in English. And the king of Katsia greeted him with great honor and showed him his wealth, his silver, his gold, his stones. And Alexander was very rich, so he told him, you know, I'm not so impressed. I didn't come here to see your wealth. I don't need your silver and gold. I came here, I wanted to see what type of people you are, how you guys live, and most importantly, I want to see how you judge. And as they're talking, two people came and asked that the king judge them. So Alexander sat with the king of Katsia, and the two people came and presented their claims. One person said, my master, the king, I bought a plot of land from this man, and inside this plot of land, there was a destroyed house. And I took down that rubble, and I dug under it, and I found under that house a treasure filled with gold dinars. And I told the seller, I told him, take this. I only bought the field and the rubble. I didn't buy the treasure. And he's refusing to accept, he's refusing to take back the treasure. And the other one says, you're worried about being a thief, because if you hold on to that treasure, I didn't sell you the treasure. I also don't want to be a thief. I'm not willing to take that treasure. When I sold the field with the destroyed home in it, I sold everything that was in it, and that gold's not mine. So they're both standing there arguing in front of the king, and the king was very happy with their honesty. So he asked one of them, he said to him, tell me, do you have a son? So he said, yes. He asked the other one, tell me, do you have a daughter? So he said, yes. So the king said, so why don't you guys try a shidduch? And if your son matches his daughter, so then give the young couple the treasure, and they'll be able to live off of it, and both of you will be happy. So they both left happy. The king turned to Alexander, and he asked him whether he liked the resolution of the argument. And Alexander started laughing. So he asked Alexander, why are you laughing? Didn't I judge nicely? If you guys had such a case, how would you guys have judged? So, very simply, said Alexander, we would have executed both of them and taken the treasure to the king's vaults. Because according to our laws, any treasure that's found anywhere belongs to the king. And even people who want to give it over to someone else, instead of giving it right away to the king, are all deserving of the death penalty. Because our law is any treasure you find goes to the king. So the king of Katsia said, That's how you would judge? You guys like gold so much? So he invited Alexander to eat by him. And Alexander was already hungry. He was happy to accept the invitation. But when they sat down to eat, he assumed he's eating with a king. He's going to have a royal feast. And instead, he receives on his plate a slab of bread made of solid gold. And he receives on the next plate a big slab of meat, also made of solid gold. And even the chicken they brought to the table was made of solid gold. So Alexander is sitting there, and he's wondering what kind of meal is this. So he turns to the king of Katsia, and he says, what do you guys think, I eat gold? So the king of Katsia said, well, if you guys don't eat gold, why are you guys so into gold? Why is that so important to you? How come you guys could judge so unfairly, and you don't even eat the gold? So what's going on here? So Alexander, for this one moment, was silenced. And the king of Katsia asked him, he said, tell me, does the sun rise in your land? So Alexander said, certainly the sun rises where we live. So he said, and tell me, does rain also fall where you come from? So Alexander said, certainly, where I come from, rain also falls. So the king asked him, tell me, and maybe where you live, are there also sheep and goats and cattle? And Alexander says, of course, what do you want? So the king of Katsia said, well, then I got to tell you, I feel very bad. because the sun doesn't rise for people like you, and the rain doesn't come down for people like you. So I guess it's because of the merits of the animals that the sun rises every morning and the rain comes down. The only reason the Creator would have mercy upon a land like yours is because of the cattle. I guess that's why the sun rises and the rain comes down. Because if you judge the way you just told me, you have no right to rain and you have no right to the sun. And Alexander, as proud as he was, had nothing to say. His guest taught him that justice is not about taking it for the king, justice is about doing what's right for the people who came before him.
Not just supposed to be a Jewish king?